Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, April 15th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. The Association of Flight Attendants has been working to secure alternate screening procedures for flight attendants through a program sometimes referred to as Crew Pass. From the onset of more intensive screening by the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, AFA has advocated for a process that would recognize flight attendants are known crew members and simplify screening procedures for us. AFA promoted and initially introduced the concept that resulted in legislation which contemplates a process for flight attendants and pilots to bypass normal passenger screening procedures. Such a process would allow for quicker crew transit time through airports, reduce congestion at the checkpoints, and permit the TSA to focus on passengers rather than known and trusted flight attendants. AFA has engaged in consistent conversations with the Homeland Security Committee on the issue of Crew Pass since early 2010 and worked with Democrats and Republicans to advance the process. In March 2011, AFA Legislative Department and Air Safety, Health, and Security representatives met with Ranking Member Thompson's Chief of Staff to discuss flight attendant concerns, including the Crew Pass program. We secured an assurance that Representative Thompson would make this a priority. AFA enlisted the support of Ranking Member Jackson Lee for a February 10, 2011 hearing. During this hearing, she questioned the administrator about including flight attendants using questions prepared for her by AFA. AFA has been at the forefront of this issue from its inception. As a union, AFA understands flight attendant issues and advocates for improvements to our lives on and off the job. On Capitol Hill and in the courts, AFA is a strong voice for our profession. Every year, AFA honors one of our members who have distinguished her or himself through a lifetime of contribution to the advancement of our flight attendant union. The Ada Brown Greenfield Lifetime Achievement Award is named after one of AFA's founding members, and its recipients are few. Karen Mazur from United Airlines was awarded the distinct honor at this year's AFA Board of Directors meeting. Karen has been a flight attendant for 41 years, and throughout that time has vigorously served and inspired our union. She began her work at United Airlines in July of 1969 and has been a tireless AFA representative since 1973. Under Karen's leadership, our profession has progressed from the job that started as sky girl or stewardess and evolved to certified safety professional and a career for flight attendants. Throughout it all, Karen has guided us. Not the least of Karen's efforts was protecting our contract during United's bankruptcy. Without her staunch advocacy for flight attendants, the concessions forced upon us would have been far worse. She is the most experienced flight attendant negotiator in our industry, and flight attendants everywhere are the beneficiaries of her dedication and commitment. Karen has motivated us all towards our goal of doing whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading agreement. Late last year, due to illness and after making a decision to spend time with her family, Karen retired. Her leadership and loyalty to flight attendants and commitment to our profession are beyond compare. She is esteemed for her level of personal and professional integrity and an inspiration to all of us through her selfless service. As a union of flight attendants for flight attendants, we wish to call attention to this tremendous person and thank her for her service to our union. People like Karen don't go into the union work for the recognition. They are in it for the members. Karen has been integral to the promotion of our profession and will be missed. Congratulations to Karen Mazur for being presented with the Ada Brown Greenfield Lifetime Achievement Award. As we reported, your AFA meetings are taking place beginning next week. Each location and day has two meetings, from 10 o'clock to 12:30 and then 1:30 to 4 o'clock p.m. That's Monday, April 18th in Washington, D.C., Tuesday, April 19th in Chicago, and Thursday, April 21st in Houston. This is not the time to be anything less than certain about our collective future. Making an informed choice based on information you obtain firsthand provides you with the tools and opportunity to make a decision that is in your best interest. Attend these meetings. Meet with our flight attendant representatives and professional staff. You have an opportunity to learn from the source about the benefits of AFA membership. Information about the representation election will also be presented to enable you to make the right choice in the election for flight attendants, AFA. As a reminder, all flight attendants must complete the mandatory e-learning module entitled Revision Number 6 Summary and Assessment, that's Rev Number 6, no later than April 28, 2011, at 2359 in order to retain flying qualifications. Until such time as this training is completed, flight attendants will be restricted from trading any IDs or reserve days after that FAA-mandated deadline. As you are aware, May schedules will be awarded on Monday, May 18th. Any flight attendant who has not completed this training will be programmatically blocked from trading or picking up any IDs or trading reserve days in May until this training has been completed. Be certain to protect your ability to trade immediately after schedules are awarded on Monday by completing the training before schedules are awarded. More details are available on our website. The Chicago Airport Authority has notified United of their intent to fine any crew member, pilot, or flight attendant who fails to use their individual access code prior to entering the jet bridge. A notice indicating that tailgating is a security violation is posted at the entrance to every loading bridge door at O'Hare. In the event that your individual access code fails, you are required to see the customer service representatives at the departure gate for admittance to the jet bridge. Follow up by reporting the issue through a FASRS, and be sure to include AFA among those to whom a copy is to be distributed. Next week on Wednesday, April 20th, 2011, both flight attendants at American and U.S. Airways will be protesting and holding rallies against their respective managements. At American, management bonuses will be handed out while the flight attendants have been without a new contract for 3 years. Over at U.S. Airways, the flight attendants will be protesting their being without a contract for over 5 years. Details about these rallies can be found in an article at unitedafa.org. Just a reminder that due to the overwhelming response during this initial enrollment for the Aflac Voluntary Group Benefits, we are happy to announce that this offering will be extended through May 6th for those who did not enroll in the initial time period. More details are available on our website. As a strong voice for our profession, AFA added our most recent video to our YouTube channel and website today. We encourage you to view and share this information. Now is our time. AFA is the right choice for flight attendants at United Airlines. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.